The Bible says to sing and make melody in your heart. And I think all the specials, I think they were stopped to tears. Because they're singing from their heart. The message today is Touched and Changed. And Pastor Jack, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to share today. Before I start the message, I want to give you a brief testimony of my life and how I arrived here today. I was saved when I was 11 years old in a vacation Bible school commitment service. When I was 13, I knew that God had called me into a ministry. For various reasons, I didn't follow through. I married when I was 19, and Bill and I raised 4 children. And if you think marriages don't last, we're working on 48. Yeah. I waited until I was age 50 to surrender to the ministry. I started working in the church I was going to, and at that time, women's ministry was all the women could do. I spent 4 to 5 years in this area. This led me to a conference. If any of you know or have heard of anything about Jack and Phyllis Poe, that are chaplains for the Oklahoma City Police Department, they're very dear friends of ours. And I heard Phyllis speak, and I thought, if she can do that, I can do it too. I have been licensed and ordained in an independent Baptist church. I was 65 years old a year and a half ago when we came to this church, and I came to retire. I said, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to attend church. That's it. I'm 65. I'm tired of the struggles. Well, when I arrived here, God had other plans for me. Due to the support and encouragement of Pastor Jack, I am now licensed, a candidate for elder ordination in Free Methodist Church. The Free Methodists appoint their people to service, and I've been appointed to this church to serve and to do whatever Pastor Jack needs. So I need your prayers and your encouragement. I want to tell you a little story before we start this the message. One of our great cities, there was a young lady, had a little girl, possibly 1 or 2 years old. She was just beginning to talk. Got on a streetcar, sat down in a bench seat. Across the way was this elderly woman, wrinkled, dirty, repulsive, and grouchy. The little girl looked up at her, walked over, touched her knee, and said, I died a grandma. I love grandmas. The old woman, tears streaming down her face, said, get away from me. Don't touch me. I'm not fit for you to touch. You're so pretty and sweet. The little girl didn't go away. She came even closer, got right up in her face, and she said, I love grandmas. The tears were soon flowing down the old lady's face. She didn't seem grouchy and repulsive anymore. All the pastors in the car saw the transformation that had taken place by a baby's tender touch. Scripture today is Matthew 8:1-3. When he came down from the mountainside, large crowds followed him. A man with leprosy came and knelt before him. Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. Jesus reached out his hand and said, touch the man. See, there's the touch. I'm willing, he said. Be clean. Immediately, he was cured of his leprosy. We're talking about touched and changed today. There's numerous places in the Bible that talks about touch. When Jesus touched the man, he was healed. We have a leprosy in our world today. It's called AIDS. People are afraid of touch. I'm a toucher. I have about 12 years, I left that out of my testimony, but I have about 12 years of hospital chaplaincy and jail ministry. And when I pray with them, I touch them. In this day and time, you have to be careful with your touch so that it's not misinterpreted. But you touch them, you pray for them. I've been with people that have died from AIDS. I've touched them and prayed for them as they died. I've been with people that died with cancer and other terminal diseases. As I said, I'm a toucher. I think you need to touch. The contact is very important. Ask yourself this question. What has happened in my life this last year, last month, last week, or even today that has touched me and changed me? I want to give you a little example of something that happened to me a couple of weeks ago, a week and a half to be exact. Several months ago, before the knee surgery, Pastor Jack told me to prepare a message, and when I got ready, let him know. Well, yeah, people that know me, especially my family, know that I'm a perfectionist and I'm an organizer. I want everything in an order, in right order. I had every detail of a sermon, not this sermon, a different one. I even had what I wanted put on the board up here. So a week ago Tuesday, Pastor Jack calls and says, I have an open Sunday. Would you like to do the message? I gave him all these excuses. It didn't fit my plans. It didn't fit my timing. It didn't fit what I wanted to do. But God had other plans. And I turned him down, put him off until September. As I hung up the telephone, I knew I'd made a mistake. God convicted me. I spent two miserable days with God in one ear and Bill in the other, saying, are you sure this is what you want to do? You need to do this. So as I told Bill when we came to church this morning, and I told Pastor Jack Wednesday night, I hope I can sleep Saturday night. Well, I slept good because I had this ready. And I knew that this is what God wanted me to do because I had such peace after I came to church Wednesday night and said, Pastor Jack, is the Sunday still open? Yes. I said, I'll take it. And unless I'm being buried, if he calls again, I'm not going to turn him down. God made my life too miserable those 2 days. When we are touched and changed, we have a deeper foundation. When this church was built, or your homes, they didn't run out and start putting up the walls, put the roof on the top. And I've helped build for 40 years with Bill. We are always building something. So I know you got to dig a hole, and you got to put footings, and you got to put foundations before you build a building. And that's the way Christian life is. You got to have a foundation. And the foundation must be in Jesus Christ. My foundation started when I was 11 years old, and I gave my heart to Christ. In Romans, it tells us that we are all sinners and we need to confess Him. We need to believe in Him to be a child of His. When you're touched and changed, the world sees a difference. Several years ago, when the water pond fad started, we built a water pond in our backyard. And my advice to you is don't do it unless you got a strong marriage. During the winter months, the water froze, the fish went to the bottom, the plants died, wasn't very pretty. Didn't like to sit out there, wasn't very relaxing. But spring came, the plants began to bloom, the water thawed out, the fish came to the top, I could feed my fish, and it was a very relaxing place to sit and think. That's the way life is when it's been touched by Christ. The whole world sees a change. My life changed when God called me to be a chaplain. Not only on the outside, but on the inside. And my family can see the difference. Matthew 7:16-20, I'm not going to read it, says we're known by our fruits. So you know by your fruits people see you from the world. When you're touched and changed, you're made better on the inside and live better on the outside. A young preacher tells of going to the countryside to visit an old lady in her humble little hut. She was blind. And when he got to the house, he waited until she got through singing the hymn she was singing and went in. And when she told him about the goodness of God and talked with him, he said, "Annie, how long have you been a Christian?" She said, "Well, it's like this. I'm 60 years old, and I ain't tarred yet." So she had something on the inside that was helpful. What we have inside reflects on the outside. When we've been touched and changed inside, we show the way we live. How we treat the people we work with, how we treat the people that we encounter at the grocery store, and especially how we treat people when we're coming down the highway and we're in a hurry and they won't get out of the way.
Amen.
You have the love of Christ, and it shows in your life when you've been touched by His power. And Galatians tells us that the gifts of the Spirit is love and patience. I'm not going to name the rest. I can't remember the rest of them. I'm not going to read it. When you're touched and changed, you have a different spirit. You want to get even with someone? You mad at someone today? It's not our business to get even. God said, "Vengeance is mine. I'll take care of it." God can handle this whole matter by Himself. He don't need our help. My son has gone through a terrible... All divorces are terrible. But this is terrible. It's been going on for 5 years and it's affected the whole family. And I know a lot of you have gone through bad divorces or watched your children go through them. And it's hurting. As parents, we don't want to see our children hurt. And as a mother, especially women, we want to fix things. We want everything fixed. I've had moments of anger when I wanted to handle things with this divorce because this is my baby and the only son. Out of love, but because of being a Christian, I had to stop and think. It took a lot of prayer, a lot of Bible reading to be able to step back and let God take care of it. And just for your information, things are beginning to turn around.
Thank you, Lord.
During the time spent in a hospital, I've watched a lot of giving. When you're touched and changed, you give more. As Christians, we give more to the hurting world. When we are touched and changed by His power, we give out of love that He instills in us. During the time spent in the hospital, I have watched medical personnel give so much. I believe that the majority of medical personnel have a calling from God, just as clergy, chaplains, quote, those that supposedly are called into the ministry, they have a ministry there. Don't want to forget teachers. I think teachers, Keisha is talking about how she wants to reflect to her students. Teachers have a calling. There's no way I could be a teacher. My life was touched and changed by the calling God placed on my life when I became a chaplain and began to serve other people. It made me more considerate of other people. There's so much giving in this church. I see so much. Been here a year and a half, sitting on the back pew, doing nothing but observing. The young people, you give so much in your music and so much to your ministry. And when I walked in the first Sunday that we came to visit, Pastor Jack wasn't here. I was impressed with the fact the bulletin said, "We are looking for ushers, male and female." We had a woman that was a worship leader. The women were helping with communion. The women were doing things I've not been used to seeing before. If you are a young person, if you're an old person, when I came here, I was 65, going to retire. I'm 66. Dorothy's 82, and we're still serving the Lord. Don't wait until you're 50 years old to surrender to ministry. If God's put a calling on your heart, you have a church that supports you, you have a pastor that supports you, and as Pastor Jack says, get it done.
Yeah.
Get it done. I can't say it like he does. When you are touched and changed, you have a better future awaiting you. I thank God for the touch that God put on my life. I thank God for the change that was in my life. I thank God for the change He's made in others. We do have a future waiting for us if we ask Jesus into our lives. John 14 is the scripture we use at funerals. It tells us that He's gone to prepare a place for us. And if He does, He's coming back to get us. I want to close with this. If you haven't experienced the touch of Jesus and a change in your life, I urge you to do so. This is something you'll never regret. It's a hard struggle. It's not a bed of roses, by no means. And it's certainly not easy when you're a female and you're in the ministry. You'll be able to handle life struggles and the problems and things that arise a whole lot better. It's a whole lot easier with the touch of Jesus in your life. Let us pray. God, thank You for the touch that You've given me. Thank You for the touch that's in my family. Thank You for the touch that's in this church and the giving that's here, Lord. And we ask You, if there's one here today that does not know You, that they find that this is the time that they need to accept the touch from Your hands and lead them to that place that You are preparing for us. Amen.